I want to read Matthew's account and also the Apostle Paul's rendering of it in 12th chapter, I believe, 11th, 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. In Matthew 20, verse 20. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. Now I tell above this why. Well, let's read from the 17th verse. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, The time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, who betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Now I'll tell you what that, to me, what that means. When he said, I will drink henceforth, not henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you, in my Father's kingdom. Now to me that means it's right now. This here. He is here. His person is here right now. He's doing this with us. In the Spirit. That's the way he does it. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus is here in our assembly. He is in our hearts and he is in our midst. How wonderful. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And that's after that is where Jesus had his awful hard time in the olive, in the Garden of Gethsemane, preparing for what he was facing that evening and night. But he is instituting this ordinance or this Lord's Supper. He did that evening before, in the evening and the night that he was arrested, and next morning he was hung up on the cross. Let's go to 1 Corinthians now, in the 11th chapter, Why? This is verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. And this is what the Apostle Paul said, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And when, after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. He didn't say, it just represents that. This cup, the New Testament in my blood, this do ye as oft as ye do it, ye drink it, in remembrance of me. He wants us to do this, remembering what he did for us in giving his life and shedding his blood. Never stop to think about what that meant for him to willingly, freely, lovingly, obediently to the Father do that for us. So yet let him take his body and pierce it and make the blood come out. That's what they're going to do. When they nail him on the cross, his blood flowed out from the wounds. And then, after he was dead, one soldier took a spear and rammed it up into his side, and there came out blood and water. And to me, that just indicates that he shed all his blood. The blood came out until it was not blood, it was just water. Our Lord Jesus did that for you and for me. We think maybe our troubles are bad and hard, but when you get to thinking about and studying and reading about what it meant to be hung up on a cross like they did, that's the awfulest way a person could die. Awful, terrible, terrible pain, terrible, terrible pain, blooding, bleeding, dying. Oh my. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death. Ye call it to mind. You think about it. You ponder over it. That's what you want to do in this service. When you look at that cup of grape juice, think of it as representing the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to partake of it. We can't drink his blood, but we can take of the cup in memory of his blood and thinking about it in our hearts. Have you taken the cup of the Lord's blood in your own life to atone for your sins? Have you attributed your forgiveness and your salvation to that blood that he shed? That's what it was. Wherefore, whosoever or whensoever, now let's see. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. This is a serious thing for us to partake of this service. How can we know that we are worthy of it? If we have given our hearts to the Lord and given up the world and our ways, and dedicated ourselves to his service, attending to him and him alone more than everything else, doing that with reference to his blood that he shed, being thankful, that helps you to be worthy, qualified. Lord, help us. Let a man examine himself. Don't do it just carelessly and lightly, but do it soberly and righteously. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. It's really something to think about. The blood that he shed for our atonement. And now he wants us to partake of that in not just in this a literal way, but partake of it in your heart and your mind, your spirit. That's right. Think about what Jesus did for me, and I want to live for him, and I want to do his will, and I want to be what he wants me to be. Because otherwise I would have no future. There would be no heaven to go to. There would nothing. We wouldn't be worthy of anything. You ever stop to think about what it would mean if Jesus would have called for 12 legions of angels like he said? He told his disciples when Peter defended them and cut a man's ear off. Jesus told him and said, don't you know I could call for 12 legions of angels? What if he had come to the place, and I'm glad he didn't. What if he had come to the place where he would, Father, I can't take no more of this. Would you get me out of this? You ever stop to think about if the Lord would have done that, where would we have been? We wouldn't have been. It's awful. I'm glad he didn't do it. I'm glad that he went ahead and obeyed the will of the Father and gave his life, gave his body to be pierced and broken and bleeding, gave his blood for us. And he says he took the bread and brake it. Let's see. For that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. He told us to do that. So he took the bread, and he gave thanks. This is bread made from whole wheat flour. No leaven or that stuff to make it rise. Nothing of that. It's just whole wheat flour and water. It represents his body. That's going to be broken. We're going to break it. And he let his body be broken for us. The nails pierced his hands and feet. The spear ran in his side. The whip beat his back. Ever stop to think about what that was? They say that it was a whip that had metal in it. And the Jews would get 39 stripes. When they did, the Jews would get 39 stripes. But the Romans wouldn't stop at 39. They'd just keep on and just beat you some more. That's what, just can't imagine the condition his back was in when they got through with him. That's part of his atoning and giving his blood on our behalf. Shall we offer thanks now for this body, what this represents? Almighty, gracious Heavenly Father, and loving Lord and Savior, Jesus, we lift our hearts to Thee. I hold in my hands a loaf of bread, unleavened bread. You gave it, dear Jesus, for us to partake of as representing Your body that You gave to be broken, pierced, wounded. We want to thank You, dear Jesus, as we have done times before. We thank You again today that You gave Your life, that You let Your body be mangled, bruised, and beaten on our behalf, pierced with the nails, ran with the spear. I thank You, Lord. We thank You. We all thank You for this wonderful gift of Your salvation, Your atonement for our sins. Thank You for it. For letting Your body be broken as I'm going to break now this bread. Thank You, precious Lord. Grape juice. It's not just juice, but it's the blood of the grapes. We want to give thanks for the blood. Our precious Jesus, our Savior, our friend, our Redeemer, our great High Priest, Thou art in the heavens at the right hand of God interceding for us. We thank You. We thank You, though, first here with this blood and body, body broken, now with this cup of grape juice that represents Your blood. We want to thank You for giving Yourself to be wounded, bruised, beaten, pierced, the blood flow out. You died on the cross. We thank You, Lord, for giving Your life for us so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be delivered from the power of sin and the world, evil, pride, lust, greed, strife, bitterness, hatred. We're thankful, Lord, that You paid the price for our redemption. Thank You for this cup. We're going to partake of it now. As we partake of it, Lord, help us as we partake of it to think about what a wonderful blessing it is we can be a partaker of Your blood for our salvation, for our atonement, that we can live for You, be delivered from the devil and sin and the world. Thank You for this cup. Bless it to us as we take it to our hearts and minds, to our bodies, to our very innermost being. Thank You for this cup.